This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. We're here now with Caden Sweeney of AgMarket.net. Caden, what do we see going on in the grain markets today?
Yeah, I mean, what else is new, right? The sun came up today and water is wet and corn's down again. Unfortunately, just the story we've been seeing here again over the last couple of weeks. You know, we had hoped maybe seeing a turnaround Tuesday today. We had a really nice new crop export sale to Mexico this morning. Still didn't do any good. You know, corn's still down 4 to 5 here, beans down close to 10, and wheat down 18 or so here into the close. So, again, certainly an ugly one, again, kind of off the heels of what we've been seeing.
And Caden, it seems like there's a lot weighing in on the markets right now, both weather-wise and geopolitically, even though yesterday we saw some good crop progress numbers.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, that's what is really head-scratching about all of it. And I think the easy answer is the funds are just selling it and selling it hard. The hard answer is why they're doing that, you know, but they're short over 200,000 contracts of corn at this point. It seems like the market's given them, you know, plenty of reason to think about lifting some of those, but they just continue to press it. But geopolitical stuff's going on, weather's going on. Kind of felt like we had, you know, seen a pretty hot, dry ridge come in late last week. We saw a little bit of buying, and just feels like forecasts have added some moisture back in, and funds are pretty happy just selling that right now.
That again was Caden Sweeney of AgMarket.net. We'll look at the numbers next.
Farmers Edge Laboratories is celebrating 20 years in agriculture with a special offer for retailers and agronomists. Get 50% off soil testing. Built for ag with a fast 3-day turnaround and high quality analysis. Don't miss this special offer. Book soil testing now at 50% off at FarmersEdgeLabs.com. That's FarmersEdgeLabs.com. Farmers Edge, soil test with the best.
At the close, July corn down 3 even at 416 and a quarter. July soybeans down 12 even at 1046 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal down $1.90 at $280.50. Soybean oil down $1.07 at $52.17. On the Merck, August live cattle up 17 cents at $209.55. August feeders down 55 cents at $302.25. July lean hogs down $1.22 at $112.22. July pork cutout went unchanged at $121.55. That's been a check of the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.